This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
WBBM News Time, 1205. It's great to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Noon Business Hour. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. We have a wind chill advisory until 6 p.m., and then it becomes a warning, and we'll tell you all about it now on the Noon Business Hour.
The Noon Business Hour is presented by Old Second Bank. Let's kick things off with an update from Wall Street. At Bloomberg, here's Elisa Parenti.
Cisco and Chris, the Dow is up just 70 points now, or about 0.25%, trading under 24,600. NASDAQ lower by 0.2%, or 47 points. S&P down 4. The Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index up 0.2%. Home prices, in terms of the increases, they're slowing down to the slowest pace since 2015. That from the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index of home prices across the country. They rose at a rate of 5.2% in November, down from 5.3% the month before. Home gains have been slowing since last spring. Higher mortgage interest rates are cutting sharply into affordability. Stock in GameStop is plummeting 27% after the retailer said it's not going to try to sell itself. This decision caps months of turmoil during which the retailer's longtime CEO died and his replacement left after just 3 months. With physical video games out of vogue in this digital age, there aren't many strategic merger partners left for the company. Back to you, Cisco and Chris.
Thank you. On today's Noon Business Hour, where the economy is going, we're going to be talking with Diane Swank about that. And does this weather have you planning a vacation all of a sudden?
If so, we'll find you some deals. Also, how are Chicago employers dealing with these temperatures and employees not necessarily wanting to bundle up and head off to work? WBBM News Time, 1210.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Companies in Chicago are facing workforce challenges because of the brutal cold. We're going to be covering that in our next segment. Right now, reports on home prices and consumer confidence atop today's data, while two-day meeting of the Federal Reserve is underway. We welcome Diane Swank, Chief Economist at Grant Thornton, here in Chicago. And Diane is looking through some of the writings about how the economy is doing right now. And this always comes up. Is there a possibility of a recession anytime soon?
Well, there's always a possibility of recession, and certainly the risks for 2020 are going up rapidly. In fact, recent surveys suggest that is the most likely time we'll see it is in early 2020. Hopefully we'll avert it this year, and hopefully we avert it entirely. One of the key issues is global slowdown. We've got a global slowdown with trade tensions and a lot of uncertainty. The uncertainty is causing hesitation out there, and I think that's really important to understand because it's having an impact on how companies actually invest or don't invest at this stage of the game.
So how can we avoid one?
Well, one of the things we have to be worried about is we actually are set up to fall off a fiscal cliff. We've got spending gains right through the end of fiscal year 2019, now that government is up and running again. And in fiscal year 2020, which is the fourth quarter, those spending gains go away. Now, the question is, do you want to deal with the deficit over the long haul and maybe do also some investment in our infrastructure to actually increase our growth potential? That would be my ideal. And I think you can deal with that and help to extend the expansion. At the very moment, it could be faltering by dealing with fiscal policy. Unfortunately, even if we do invest in our crumbling infrastructure and pay for it over a slow, gradual increase in taxes over time, even that is not enough if we can't get rid of all this policy uncertainty and the noise and chaos coming out of Washington.
Consumer confidence fell in January from December. Talk about the importance of that, especially as we weigh this slowing economy.
Well, the consumer confidence numbers, they fell both for current economic conditions and for people's expectations about the future. Now, the expectations about the future saw the biggest decline, and that is in part a headline effect. I mean, how can you feel confident about the economy when your own government can't be open And so the government shutdown, along with volatility in equity markets, really did take a toll. But the current economic conditions, that also was an impact, some spillover effect. You had almost 1 million people in the government out of work and not getting pay, or working and not being paid. And then you had 1 million contractors. And so that had to seep into people's view of the economy, as they actually were hurting during the month of January. The question is, can we recoup those gains? Some of them can't be recouped, some of them will, and that's where we'll see it going forward. This really bad, bone-chilling weather is not helping, because it's further slowing the economy at a time when we just don't need to add insult to injury.
Yeah, talk about that for just a moment. It does seem like more people are going to be inside and not out spending money at restaurants and other stores, and that's obviously going to have an impact.
Absolutely, and it's a time of year when we seasonally expect that, but we don't seasonally expect these kind of bone-chilling temperatures. This is unusual. People do shift to online shopping now, which is different than what we saw in the past, which helps to mitigate it a bit. But that doesn't change the fact that you're not going out to restaurants, you're not consuming services, you're not doing the things, even going out to the movie theater, going out to games. I mean, there's been several things that I know were canceled this week because they literally couldn't have them in hotels and receptions and things like that because they're afraid no one would show up in this horrible weather. And I think that's important to understand, because some of those things can't be recouped later on. Some of them are just shelved and that's it.
What do you expect to hear from the Fed this week?
You know, less is better at this point in time. Chairman Powell is a quick learner and learned that he didn't communicate as well as he'd like after the last meeting, and he will have a press conference after this meeting. They're going to be patient, flexible. Their tightrope they have to walk is to not scare people in a data void. We don't have a lot of data for the economy right now, that the economy is worse than people think it is, but also that they're willing to sort of stay on the sidelines and wait until they can actually see some clarity on the economy before they do anything. So pause is the theme of the day.
So the way a Federal Reserve president conducts himself can make a difference.
It certainly can, as we found out in the market, how much the market was roiled after the December 19th press conference. And it was the tenor of Chairman Powell's comments. The Fed had already shifted to be much more concerned about risk to the downside, yet that didn't come through in the tenor of his comments. And he changed that tenor quite a bit, fairly rapidly. He's done a 180 and really underscored how much the Fed has pivoted and is now willing to be patient and pause, and really doing nothing right now is better than doing something, especially given we have very little context to make a decision in.
Diane Swonk, always good insight. Diane is chief economist at Grant Thornton here in Chicago. Up next, how employers in Chicagoland are adjusting to the dangerous weather.
News that makes you money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Possibly the coldest weather in Chicago history is on the way. It's forcing businesses to come up with alternative plans for employees. We're joined by Scott Sargis, founder and president, Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago. Scott, since the internet is everywhere now and such a part of our everyday lives, does that make it easier? You now have the telecommuting option in situations where there's bad weather like this.
That's correct, Cisco. With all the technology that exists, there's no reason this has to be an issue. For example, video chats have improved exponentially. One service that comes to mind that we use is called Zoom, which has a free service. So the key is technology can solve this problem.
And so if you're an employer, what do you do here? Because you have certain people that probably need to get into work, and then others, maybe it's a little more fluid.
Well, as your last guest, Diane Swonk, mentioned with the economy, less is better. That is the case with the job market. You know, too many employers try to, you know, add too many impediments to the situation when it gets cold. And I instead recommend thinking outside the box, coming up with creative solutions. And my main mantra to this case, Cisco, is be flexible.
What are some of the other flexible alternatives?
Well, having hours, change hours to suit commuting, if people have to come in, you know, maybe arranging for daycare on site if you have to, and in general, allowing people if they can make up hours in a different day. So those would be a couple of things that come to mind. Once again, be flexible.
The prediction is the record-breaking winter freeze to hit 250 million people across the United States. That sounds pretty expensive.
It is. But once again, there always are creative solutions to problems. And one of the issues that employers often don't, engage in is flexible solutions. So I always recommend looking outside the box, brainstorming with your employees, actually enlisting them in the solution. Don't just feel that the solution needs to come from the executives, but have an opportunity for employees to chime in and come up with creative solutions.
Now, one of the fears of employers is, hey, if we let all these employees stay home, we're going to lose a lot of productivity. It's not necessarily the case, right?
That's correct. As I mentioned earlier, Cisco, technology has improved exponentially. And, one of the things you probably hear on the news is Internet of Things. And that's been, a big trend. Look into options, not only for this particular problem with the super, cold weather tomorrow and Thursday, but also in general for any problems. So think outside the box, be flexible, and engage in technology to help you with situations like this.
All right, good advice. Thanks for joining us today. Scott Sargis, founder and president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago. Still ahead, Travel Tuesday, help in recovering from winter with a spring getaway.
WBBM News Time 12:25, a check of Wall Street from Bloomberg, sponsored by FinishingChicago.com. Here's Elisa Parenti.
Cisco, the Dow higher now by 90 points, or about a third of a percent. We're at 24,616. NASDAQ losing two-thirds of a percent, or 45 points. And the S&P down 2. The Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg is higher by a quarter percent. Driven by success in its cancer treatments, Pfizer topped Wall Street forecasts in its latest quarter for both profits and revenue. But the blue chip drug giant is disappointing investors with its outlook for the year, in part as it prepares to lose patent protections for its blockbuster pain medicine, Lyrica. Still, stock in Pfizer is up more than 2%, and it's one of our better performers on the Dow. Crude oil futures gaining 2.5% today after sliding 3% yesterday. Right now, oil trading at $53.27 a barrel. Now let's check in with Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal. Pete?
We've had mixed prices early in the day, but at the moment all lower. Corn for March down 3.25 at 376.5, quarter off their low. Beans for March down 5.25 at 918, 1.25 off its low. And wheat for March down 6.75 at 512. 1.25 off its low. Lower across the board in the grains. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
Thanks, Pete. With business at 25 and 55, live from Bloomberg, I'm Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WBBM News Time, 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Cisco Codo.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. We have 5 degrees at O'Hare right now and 6 at the airports. We're going to be having a very tough storm moving through this way.
Stocks are mixed today. We'll see what's moving the markets. Also, it's Travel Tuesday. Record-setting cold in the forecast. It may be a mental boost to plan and book a spring trip.
Retailer Kohl's is teaming up with Chicago with the company formerly known as Weight Watchers.
Mayoral candidate Willie Wilson casts his early ballot, while opponent Gary Chico endorses the DIBS system for parking in the snow.
And Trump advisor Roger Stone pleads not guilty to charges in the Russia investigation.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 90, NASDAQ down 43. The S&P is down 1 point. Oil is up 2.5%.
A wind chill warning is up from 6 p.m. through noon on Thursday. Right now, we've got temperatures in the single digits.
The Noon Business Hour is presented by Old Second Bank. It's a mixed bag on Wall Street. We're joined now to talk about it by Paul Nolte, portfolio manager at Kingsview Asset Management here in Chicago. A mixed day today, Paul. What do you make of it?
Yeah, it's kind of shivering around the zero line right now. And I think really it's all about Apple. Apple is reporting after the close today. And if you look at how the S&P is moving, it's kind of moving with Apple. Apple started out very well and is now kind of bouncing around that zero line again. And I think investors are concerned about and certainly looking at that as a bellwether for a lot of stocks in the technology sector.
Now, we have this issue with FaceTime that's been announced today. We're going to talk about that a little bit more later on. But it's going to be earnings, obviously, that people are concerned about. But also, this potential bug is on people's minds.
It is. And I think, too, you know, one of the things that a lot of investors are looking at with Apple specifically is China. They warned a few weeks ago that China is going to be a problem for them in their growth. And we're hearing from companies like Intel, Caterpillar, et cetera, that are all citing China in trade as part of the reason why they may not be making earnings. So I think there's a lot more going on than maybe a particular bug with a part of the program. But I think it's really revolving around trade issues with China, and we're starting to see that impact now on earnings.
Yeah, I mean, China's been having some problems.
They have been, and their growth has actually been coming down pretty consistently for the last couple years. And I think that is part of the reason why the administration is feeling a little bit stronger in their position to maintain a lot of the sanctions and a lot of the trade barriers that they have, because they feel that they're having that impact. What they're missing is that impact is also being felt in a lot of the multinationals here in the United States.
3M was among the companies that posted better than expected earnings today.
Yeah, and we're seeing that in a lot of the industrial companies. Surprisingly enough, you've got Air Products and other companies, and part of the reason why the Dow is doing so much better than technology is the dirtier parts of the economy, the 3Ms, the industrial companies, have been doing really pretty well. And it's part of that rotation, I think, that's going away from the FANG names that have been very good for so many years, a little bit more toward the value side. And certainly 3M and companies like that fit into that camp.
You mentioned that China has been slipping for several years now. The trade issue, this war that's been going on for several months now, that often gets blamed for what's going on in China and some of these companies that are suffering. It's wider than that, though. It's been going on for a while.
It has been going on for a while. And what we're seeing in the trade numbers is actually kind of interesting, is we're actually still importing more from China today than we were a year ago. And I think that's just a function of the size of our economy and the demand that we have for products from around the world, not just China. But our trade deficit really has not improved with the advent of all these different sanctions over the last couple of years. But it's something that I think that we're going to be living with for a while until we get some resolution to it. And it doesn't sound as though it's going to be anytime soon.
So we still have, obviously, lots of earnings still to be announced. But how are you feeling about earnings so far that we've heard about? And not only the earnings, but also the forward guidance for what they're expecting.
Yeah, the forward guidance is in general, reserved. We're seeing a lot of companies beating on the bottom line, about 60, 66% of the companies beating on the bottom line. Less than that, though, on the top line. So they're missing the revenue numbers. They continue to be very, very cautious about adding expenses, et cetera. So part of the reason why they're able to meet on the bottom line, but not necessarily on the top line. So kind of a mixed bag there, too. But we're seeing a better reaction from earnings last quarter when they made very good earnings beat estimates. Stocks didn't react so well. They are reacting better when they are beating their numbers this time around.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us today. Paul Nolte is portfolio manager at Kingsview Asset Management here in Chicago. And up next, Travel Tuesday. Doesn't feel like it at the moment, but spring is coming, and the time to plan and book trips is now.
Discussing the news affecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday here on the Noon Business Hour, sponsored by Kaler Luggage. For those seeking some warmer thoughts, spring 2019 starts Wednesday, March 20th. Time to make plans for getaways and maybe get some deals. Let's get some help from Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of TravelingMom.com here in Chicago. Cindy, a lot of folks head to some of the hot spots, Disney World, places like that. Is it wise at spring break to go to those places? Are there any deals to be had?
Well, not that many deals, and it's really crowded. I actually don't recommend Disney for spring break. I mean, if it's the only time you have and your kids have your heart set on it, absolutely go. Book it now. Book it as early as you can to get the great deals. We have a discount ticket link on travelingmom.com. So there are ways to get some better prices on things, but expect huge crowds if you're going to try and go to one of those kind of places on spring break.
Talk to someone who would love to get a last minute deal, but is really afraid that if they go at the last minute and there's no deal to be had, they're going to end up paying a lot more, especially if it comes to a flight or something like that. How do we know how to really take advantage of those last minute deals?
Well, so here's the secret. If you know where you want to go and you have your heart set on being in Jamaica or being at Disney or being somewhere like that, book it now. The sooner you book it, the better the price you're going to get, the more, the greater the chances the hotels are not going to be sold out and you're going to get the room you want. But if you're flexible and you don't have to go to a particular place, then I would sit back and wait. Subscribe to some like deals newsletters, like CheapCaribbean.com has a newsletter that sells things like all-inclusive resorts in the Caribbean, and you can get some great deals there. TravelZoo is one of my favorites. It comes out every week, and it's got everything from deals on attraction tickets to deals on vacation packages. And then watch them, and when you see something you like, jump on it literally the second that thing hits your inbox, because it's hit a million other inboxes at the same time, and they sell out quick.
So if you do decide to rule out Disney World and Ocean for your trip, where are some places around the Chicago area that make you really feel like you're having a great vacation, too?
Well, it's like super cold now, and it can be super cold in May, in March. So if you want to stay around Chicago and you don't mind the cold, then that's fine. But I'm not a fan of the cold, so I say go south. And you don't really have to go that far south. I mean, you can go to even cities like Indianapolis or St. Louis, and they're a lot warmer in March than it can be in Chicago. I'm also a big fan of national parks. And, you could put the kids in the car. You could drive to Mammoth Cave in western Kentucky, and you could spend a couple of really wonderful days there exploring the caves. You know, caves are always the same temperature, no matter whether it's minus 12 outside or 112.
And does some of this depend on the age of your kids? I mean, little kids, you get them pretty much anywhere and they have a good time.
This is true. Absolutely. And so it's all about how you spin it for them, right? But if you've got teenagers, you've got older kids, or, you want to try and take a multi-gen vacation, you've got to take everybody's, energy levels and abilities into account. And then I think it takes a lot more advanced planning. And you want to do things like all-inclusive resorts where there's something that's geared to every age, because then you're going to find, they're going to have entertainment for the teenagers as well as for the little ones. And grandma and grandpa can sit in the shade on the lawn chair.
Cindy, always nice to talk with you. Thanks for joining us. Cindy Richards is editor-in-chief of TravelingMom.com here in Chicago. And join us at this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. Still to come, Kohl's is looking at weight management as an area of growth.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday toward planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The Noon Business Hour, sponsored by Elmhurst BMW. Kohl's is teaming up with WW, it's the company that used to be called Weight Watchers, to open a branded studio inside one of the retailer's stores here in Chicago. Let's learn what is behind the strategy with Dan Rogers Niffin, CEO at J. Rogers Niffin Worldwide in New York. And welcome back to the Noon Business Hour. Why is Kohl's going for a fitness like this, Jan?
Well, certainly they want to do something that will be interesting to their customers and also interesting to their employees. They're offering a program to their employees to be involved in the Weight Watchers, now called WW Fitness Program as well. And then they're going to extend that, of course, to their customers because they think that will help drive business and make them more interesting. But the main thing that's going on, and that's going on in almost all of the department store type retailers, is Kohl's knows they have too much space in their store, just like Macy's knows they have too much space in their store, and they need to do some things to use that space up, to make it productive, and to also make it a more interesting space for the consumer. So in some Kohl's stores, for instance, they've sliced off about 20,000 square feet of the regular store, and they've leased it out to Aldi or to Lidl to be a grocery store, which also drives traffic into the store. So things like this, where they can make it more interesting inside. They can offer some community involvement, and they can also soak up some space that's otherwise not going to be used as the business moves online, is something they can do to make it more fun and also use up space.
Think that this will be adopted by other chains?
Oh, gee, I think if you could have like a SoulCycle inside of your Macy's, wouldn't you want to? Or if you could have something like that inside of a Kohl's. So, yes, I think you will see anything that you have to come there to do, right? If you're going to come and use that space, you have to show up at the store. You can't do that online. If you're going to come work out, if you're going to do yoga, if you're going to come to a WW event inside the store, it's getting you to show up. So you might actually buy something while you're there, but certainly you'll be at the store. And traffic is very precious, as traffic is falling regularly across the whole department store space.
And very strategic, too, at the types of customers that they want to get in the door. I mean, this isn't like a gaming location for teenagers that they're bringing into Kohl's.
Yeah, you want relatively young women who are affluent enough to buy your stuff, who would be interested in the same type of product that Kohl's is selling. So I would say if you could get 35 to 45-year-old women, which is probably kind of the profile there, you would be thrilled to have more of them in your store more often. And so anything like that that will drive that kind of customer is a big bonus to the store.
Jan Rogers Niffin, always good insight. Jan is CEO of J. Rogers Niffin Worldwide. Bloomberg checks the markets next.
WBBM News Time, 12:55. Business news with Alisa Perini, sponsored by FinishingChicago.com.
Chris, the Dow is up now 87 points, or a third of a percent. NASDAQ continues to stay in the red, down more than half a percent, or 40 points. S&P going from small gains to small losses, now off a fraction of 1 point. The Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg is up about a third of a percent. One pressure point is Verizon, which has reported lower than expected quarterly sales for the first time in almost 2 years. GameStop tried selling mobile phones and service for a while in an effort to make up for sales lost to video game downloads. Then it tried to sell itself. GameStop is now taking itself off the market, saying it couldn't find secure financing to attract a buyer, and so shares of GameStop are sinking. And FedEx is introducing a new late-night shipping option for online stores trying to outrace Amazon. FedEx says it's giving retailers the option to deliver items the next day for orders placed as late as midnight. Its drivers will pick up packages as late as 2 a.m. With business at 25 and 55, live from Bloomberg, Alisa Parenti. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
WBBM and HD Chicago. WCFS FM and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.